Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for January 14th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face. We don't believe in revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is the ticket to ride, if you will. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Quickly, last hour's headlines from Oregon. Harney County Fire Chief Chris Beals resigns, sides with armed protesters. I don't like that armed part.
I guess it's Breels, B-R-I-E-L-S. Breels, yeah. Okay.
All right, Breels. All right, so I took out the word armed protesters from the mainstream press headline. I agree there are. Is there a problem with that? The Hammond case, a travesty of justice, TVOI, amen to that. Oregon standoff, Harney County will not host community meeting with Bundy as headliner. OregonLive.com, see, I don't like that headline either. Oregon standoff, what does that have to do with it? I'm taking off Oregon standoff. Now my headline just says, Harney County won't host community meeting with Bundy as headliner. There you have it. See, all these headlines are wordsmithed, folks. Tim Puckett, the rancher whose cattle grazed on private land right next to the, what do they call it, the Malfear Wildlife Refuge? Mm-hmm. Should we call it the Harney County? What's that thing called? Resource Center, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a good name.
See? It's all wordsmith. It's all how you pitch the lexicon, folks. Anyway, Tim Puckett, he's really mad, but he's of Golden Rule Farms. Maybe he ought to not be so mad. You know, I don't think he'd want everybody mad at him, would he? Three top administrators at Harney Government Schools bail. They submitted letters of resignation, but it's surprisingly unrelated to what's going on up there in Oregon, just so you know. At the corner of the principal. Harney County Judge Steve Gracie says that the occupation was costing $60,000 to $75,000 a day. Wow, that's bogus. All right. They don't need all that stuff. What's done is done, Kurt. Now let's do what needs to be done is my headline. Is it time to make lemonade? Asks Chris Ann Hall. Chris Ann Hall heads to Harney County. To educate, educate.
Yeah, and educate some more.
Darn right, that's what she does, buddy. All right, that was hour one. Hour two, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Ready for the next piece of news?
Yeah.
Michael Savage prevails at U.S. Supreme Court. Justices deny former syndicator in free agency case. Now, I find this free agency kind of an interesting term, Kurt. Just me. Now, when they say free agency, they're talking about like a free agent like in sports, right?
I think so.
You're free to do what you want to and stuff like that. And they say, you know, just because you're a talk show host, and they have these non-compete clauses in these contracts that try to beat people over the head and stuff. What the judges said, the Supreme Court in the Supreme Court case, they basically said, look, you can't deny people the right to compete or to do their own thing. That's how they make their living. Your non-compete clause prevents them from making a living. You can't do it. And they shut down Talk Radio Network. That was the syndicator. And they awarded Michael Savage. He won over $800,000. Sad to say, it cost like $1 million for the suit to happen, and he won like $800,000. But anyway, nevertheless, he's free to do what he wants. Free to do what he wants to do. But here's what I find interesting. This free agency term, Kurt, isn't that really the key to God's laws? Isn't that what this war in heaven was all about? Free agency versus force? freedom versus force. And that is really the battle today, whether we talk about, you know, the media, whether we talk about life, whether we talk about government schools, whether we talk about, you know, Burns, Oregon, whether we talk all this stuff's about free agency. And I just kind of find it fascinating that Michael Savage wins a free agency case right at the same time. It's just interesting.
And I think he's probably heading up there to Burns, Oregon.
No, he's not live.
And
he's chicken.
He forgot to mention anything about that on his program.
Are you going to head out there again, Kurt? Should we go?
You know, I think I got the van fixed where it, you know, was not have to go at 57 like on the way home.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. I kind of like that.
That means
I mean, I'm not against going 57.
Yeah. Does give you a little more time to yourself and appreciate that wide open spaces there in the West, you know.
Yeah, Kurt wants a faster car. He can only stand that much time in the car with someone like me talking all the time. And, you know.
Anyway,
I thought it was pretty cool that that Michael Savage won. Not because I'm really here to pick sides in that situation, but just that people are free to work. The decision allowed Michael Savage to sign with Cumulus Radio Networks. And anyway, there you have it. Kind of an interesting Michael Savage case. Now, they say at the end of it, they have a picture of Michael Savage and his dog, Teddy, Kurt.
Oh, wow.
They don't show me with dogs. They show me with kids.
That's pretty thrilling.
Just kind of highlighting the differences, you know? All right. Exclusive textbook sales. That's all I'm going to give, Kurt.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up because, you know, I haven't seen this really hit the big New York Times. You know, like, I mean, you know, of course these guys are in it for telling the truth and stuff like that. But somehow this story is not getting the play it should get. And what it is, ladies and gentlemen, is somehow one of these, what is it called, Veritas, I think that's the name of the group, that kind of prides themselves at being the kind of undercover guys who go in and get film or video about things, and then you can watch it. You know, I think they did a lot on the Planned Parenthood deal a little while back with the babies being sold or body parts or whatever. Now they've kind of got to this whole Common Core thing a little bit, and
they start dropping F-bombs and such.
Yeah, well, you know, anyway, first, as far as I can tell, the first people to kind of let this story roll are the dailymail.co.uk, which, you know, that's across the pond, so that kind of makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't want to have it come from America, a story like this about Common Core. But then the other guys I see covering it, or at least let's say for sure what's going on here. Apparently what you've got is you had a textbook sales leader talking about, I guess a teacher was kind of upset about the whole kind of thing, just saying, hey, these bureaucrats create these systems, and they, you know, she says, hey, it's all basically to sell more books. And I guess the Project Veritas people caught the textbook sales executive and a New York teacher talking about these standards. And I guess the textbook sales leader said, I hate kids. I'm in it to sell books. Don't even kid yourself for a heartbeat. I guess the hidden camera video shows the teacher hammering the program as a bull blank system designed to sell more books.
And I agree, and that's why I've rejected Common Core from the get-go, Kurt. And I think we ought to just step it up and reject Common Core. And, you know, I personally love kids, and, you know, there you have it.
Yeah.
What do you say about it? But again, it just shows the abuse that goes on at all levels, the corruption that goes on at all levels. And again, this is supposedly not even the federal government. This is the state leaders created this Common Core. Now, it's all centrally manipulated through copyrights and everything else. But nevertheless, this just goes to show the insiders, the Republicans, the Democrats on both sides of the aisle that are insiders, have sold us down the river, and there's the proof.
Mm-hmm. Good point. I get huge.
Now I got a question.
Mifflin. Yeah, go ahead.
If they say in Harney County that Bundy and all those guys are costing them like 60 to 75 grand a day and they got to pay it back, then what about all these bureaucrats that fleeced everybody with this guy that hates kids all to sell books? Are they going to start refunding a big old chunk of change?
Oh, Sam, you don't do that when it comes to these guys. Because, I mean, this is education, don't you know? I mean, and by the way, the big publisher, they fired this sales executive after, by the way, the DailyMail.com told the company about the video.
Whoops.
I guess you're out of there. Probably going to get him into higher office.
I hate them videos, you know? Them truth tellers. Yeah. What's up with that? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, any more information on this book stuff, Kurt? This undercover Common Core book leader salesman guy hates kids, says it's all about the money. They fleeced us all for the money. I'm expecting them to have a redress of grievance and write a check back to the taxpayers. I think I'm going to be waiting for quite a while, though, you know.
Yeah, I think
anything else on that?
Waiting for quite a while. No, I don't.
All right, got two good news pieces for you. One's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Dateline mom posts on Facebook, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. Sam, I guess what you have here is, you know, you've got a Southwest Airlines flight. You've got, you know, a mom and a dad, and they've got a new, kind of a new baby, and let's see, a 9-month-old son. And, you know, they're flying. It was the first time for the little baby. There was some, I guess, you know, just times when the baby was concerned. But here's what the lady wrote on Facebook. And she, by the way, got 414,000 people that saw it or liked it, and then 57,000 plus shares. That doesn't mean you got like stock in Facebook. It just means she shared the event, you know, is what that means. But anyway, so she took there to took to Facebook to tell people on what happened. And she said, "Dear Southwest, I'm hoping you can share this post so that I can be sure that it finds its way to a very special Southwest flight attendant. All I know about her is that her name is Anise. My husband and 9-month-old son were flying from Fort Lauderdale back home to Islip, New York on 12/28. She makes it sound like she wasn't there, but she meant, you know, that she was. This was my son's first trip, so we weren't sure how things would go. Anise went above and beyond to make sure that the trip went as smoothly as possible. I have never had a flight attendant as kind and as helpful as she was. My son adored her and kept looking for her as she passed by. At one point, she saw that he was looking for her and getting antsy, so she came and picked him up and walked up and down the aisle with him while my husband and I ate our lunch. Although this may not be a story that stands out from the rest,
I wonder if that old book executive that hates kids was in the plane, you know?
Yeah. I wanted to thank her and let her know how appreciated she is. We so often hear about the negative things going on, so I wanted to share this story of someone who made my trip a little brighter. Please help this get to her." And anyway, I guess later after she saw how her post kind of went to a few folks, she said, "Can't believe my post at Southwest reached so many people. So unexpected and crazy."
You know what I hope, Kurt?
Cool. What's that?
I hope, what do they call that thing in copycat cases?
Yeah, that's right.
Run around and like be nice to kids and to moms and stuff. Can you imagine doing that, Kate?
That is.
Mainstream press probably won't even cover that.
Terrorism at its best.
The mother's name was Heather Gooch, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Gucci, and it went Gucci, viral. Gucci. And good honor. Yeah. I think we need more of that. All right, now this NFL star's kind of a trip, Kurt. Now, I guess his name is Antonio Cromartie. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think that's
all right,
it.
Cool.
Now, I'm
what, he's like a star cornerback, Kurt?
Yeah, they call him an all-pro New York Jets cornerback. Now, he is married.
What? You know,
because the story says has a wife.
Wow.
And that they are expecting twins. But first headline that kind of caught my eye was, you know, it was the Drudge Report says, NFL star with 10 children expecting twins. And I was thinking, what? I've never heard of any, you know, guy. But anyway, now when you look at the real story, you find out, well, the guy apparently underwent a vasectomy back in 2011. This recent wife or whatever you want to call it, flame or, you know, they're married. So the wife, they were married in 2008, and they're the parents to a 5-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy. Now they were shocked to learn of this pregnancy in October. So, you know, hats off to them. They've been married since 2008. Her name is Tarika, or I guess that's how you say it. She spoke with something called U.S. Weekly, saying that she didn't tell her husband
right away. I bet they don't
print daily.
Yeah,
there you go. She said, "I was going back and forth in my head how it could even happen. In my head, we were good to go. We were having free sex," she says. "I just really thought that his
Wait a
procedure
minute.
Was
I don't
the
think
best
it should cost
protection.
Money if you're married, Kurt. Of course
yeah,
it's free.
That's right.
Now, what she means, says, let me just stop you. What she means is no responsibility, Kurt.
Yeah, the kind without condoms and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I kind of like the responsibility kind, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm kind of whacked out, but.
Mm-hmm. She said, "I just really thought that his procedure was the best protection you could have at this point. The guy's name is Antonio Cromartie. He's 31, and he has 8 other children with 7 different women, by the way. Anyway, she plans after the twins are born to have her tubes tied, according to the Page 6 report. So, anyway.
So how do I report this? Because it's not quite as good as it sounds, except for they're married, and except for they're having twins, and except for they're keeping the babies. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good pieces, right?
Yeah, you got to, you know, admit there's some good stuff then in there. And but it could be even better, you know what I mean? But anyway,
should I say 10 children from 7 women?
Well, I mean, that is the fact, right?
Yeah.
8 other children. Wait, didn't they say that these guys had a 5-year-old girl, 3-year-old boy?
Yeah, so they had 2 together.
Yeah, so that would be 10 children. And then he's going to have 12 children.
Roger that, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so, you know.
So then you could say 12 children with 8 women, right?
Well, I don't know.
Because he got 7 different women. And
for the 8?
And this new one, yeah.
And then they got 2 and 2. Okay, all
right. Right.
So
right.
Let me get this right. This is kind of hard, you know. 12? No. You got it. Man, this is all messed up. All right, expecting twins with 8 women, 8th woman, his wife? With 8th woman.
It gets a little bit, you know,
his
what
wife.
Do you call it?
Crazy?
Tricky here, but
yeah,
anyway,
it's like soap opera stuff.
Married.
So headline says this. NFL star Antonio Cromartie with 10 children from 7 women, expecting twins with 8th woman, his wife.
Yeah, there you go. Now that would tell a lot more of the story, you know.
I'm just saying it's interesting. And it's good that he's like, well, hopefully he'll stay with this wife now.
Yeah.
And since he's got 4 children with her coming up, hopefully he'll take care of business.
Yeah, it's the majority of the, I mean, at least she's got a, you know, a good batch of the 12 children.
Yeah, a third of them.
Hers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hope they stay together. At least he's, you know, got money to care for them all, hopefully, Kurt. And hopefully he's an honorable guy and he takes care of business.
I think so.
Yeah.
That would
all
be
right.
Nice.
Do you know who Caroline Atkinson is, Kurt?
No.
What? You don't know who she is?
Sorry.
She was a... Well, she was a White House deputy, national security advisor, and she left, Kurt.
Oh, she's going to spend some family time?
No. It isn't like that. Well, she was out looking for a job, Kurt, and she found one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what'd she find?
The revolving door, alive and well. Details in
she's...
seconds on Liberty Roundtable live.
Uh-huh.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio. What do you think, Kurt? Mm. This lady, she was looking for a job, and she got one, Kurt.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
No.
No. Kurt, where are you on the news, buddy? Turns out, she got a job with Google.
Oh. So what?
Yeah, headline says, former Obama advisor Caroline Atkinson to lead public policy team at Google.
It's so surprising when, individuals leave, like, government jobs and get pretty high-paying private sector jobs. I mean, of course there's no, like, quid pro quo or whatever, no you slap my back, I'll slap yours. Or anything.
They're like, hey, send over your resume, we'll take a look.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, just how it worked,
You think Google ought to garner a couple of favors or three on their way, Kurt? Think it'll work
sure
out well for
them? Well, might have worked out. You on their way.
Hmm. What do you think? Do you think Brock will be like, I'm going to make sure Google doesn't get a special interest because of this?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Trump and Cruz break away from the pack, Kurt. The debate's tonight, so you got to talk about this. And what's fascinating to me, it's a USA Today piece, and they start out and telling you, the headline says, Trump and Cruz break away from the pack. But then they start telling you how Jeb Bush is gaining. What gives of that, Kurt?
Well, it's the narrative, Sam. You know, and they've waited long enough. They were hoping that Jeb would just kind of get something on his own. But, they got to start pushing him.
Yeah, that's right.
And he needs to move up the list.
And you know what they're going to do, don't you?
Well, he needs to save the Republican Party from pure demise, and that's where Jeb is coming.
They're going to try to lampoon Trump, and then they're going to have Ted and Jeb battle.
Yeah.
For the hearts and minds of the people in the Republican Party at large, right?
Yeah, Jeb will be the same guy, and the other guys will be the rabble-rousers, and, we got to,
I got a problem with it all.
Yes, I thought you might.
You want to know my problem?
Sure.
Well, Ted Cruz talks about Obama's state of denial, first of all. Instead of the State of the Union. He's calling it Obama's state of the denial. That's Ted Cruz. But here's the problem that I have, Kurt. Before Ted was an outsider, Ted was an insider.
Yes, he was.
USA Today documents it. Now, understand that he's made his, case for fame, his bid for the presidency, based on being an establishment outsider, a rebel rouser, or whatever you want to say. But he used to be, where he got his fame, Kurt, was an attorney working on the recount in Florida that ultimately gave the White House to George Bush. So, in other words, he was a lawyer crafting legal policy for the Bush campaign, Kurt. Now, he was in a Washington law firm before joining that campaign. Anyway, it's kind of a strange deal. He was on the full-time campaign staff for Bush. He called it serendipity that he found himself in the middle of all this.
Serendipity, yeah.
Now,
I'd certainly call it that.
What, serendipity? Yeah. Now, Cruz's legal skills found him in the unique position of both helping with legal arguments and representing the campaign. Ted's a very smart lawyer, a very skilled lawyer.
Yes,
he's a valuable team player. See?
Do you think he's really, you know, that the only guy, I mean, maybe there's nobody that's really in this whole thing that's really from the outsider guys, but they got to have some guys that look like it, right?
Yeah. Now, you want to know what gets even worse?
What's that?
Well, everyone believes that it was kind of the Tea Party that put him in as a senator.
Yes.
But, it wasn't that at all, Kurt.
Oh, what was it?
Sorry to burst your bubble, my friend. Turns out that Ted Cruz, how do I say this right? Well, all right, he raised a bunch of money from the Patriots and everything else, but then he said, honey, I think we ought to put our whole life savings into the campaign. And she said, okay, babe, we're in. Let's do it. But then it turns out that she, as a loving, helpful, kind, gentle wife, made sure that he got Goldman Sachs loan that made it all happen. Now, remember, I was the guy that said you got to be careful of Ted Cruz because his alliances and his allegiances to Canada and allegiances to Cuba and allegiances to his Federal Reserve working wife might be a problem.
Maybe.
They never disclosed this through campaign documents as they were supposed to, though, Kurt. That's kind of a problem. But don't worry, he's an outsider. Yep, now people are leaving the campaign of Ben Carson. So Ben's melting down.
Where are they headed?
Who knows? They're just bailing the campaign. You got to wait to see where the revolving door sends them, Kurt. Come on.
Good point.
Right? I don't know. That usually takes time.
Yeah, it does. Good point.
You know. Anyway, Trump Cruz break away from the pack. There's a debate tonight. The campaign stage is smaller. And they say this will be a time to make or break who's who.
You think so?
Do I think that's the truth?
I'm expecting pretty much.
Yeah. Well, no, because look, Rand Paul won't be able to tell his tale anymore. I expect they'll let Bush now start to take off the gloves, and he'll, you know, he's been practicing debating for a month and a half straight, Kurt, every single day, 8 hours a day, like a Rocky Balboa, drinking raw eggs from a glass kind of stuff, and he's ready to go now, bro. He's going to take off the gloves and deliver some serious punches to Trump, and he might even try to, you know, take on Cruz a little bit there, buddy.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm telling you, Jeb is a scrappy kind of fighter, buddy. He's been losing weight. He's on it.
One thing that you've got right now, Sam, at least in the cruise section. You've got the Duck Commander that has now come out for Mr. Ted Cruz. Phil Robertson has announced.
Does Phil know he's not even constitutionally qualified?
Well, Phil just says you're one of us. So
who is
I
Ted?
Don't know exactly.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Ted's an inside lawyer in the Bush camp with a wife that can create unlimited money for his campaigns, and he's one of us.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Mr. Robertson, who stars on Duck Dynasty, and Dynasty, he announced his endorsement. He said, "Ted Cruz is my man. I'm voting for him." I guess Ted Cruz had dinner with the Robertson family on Sunday and joined Robertson.
I got a question. How does that happen? I can't even get a hold of Ted.
Robertson weaved the duck hunt into his endorsement. He said, "My qualifications for President of the United States are rather narrow. Is he or she godly? Does he or she love us? Can he or she do the job? And finally, would they kill a duck and put him in a pot and make him a good duck gumbo?" That's what he said in a video that he posted. He said, "I've looked at the candidates. Ted Cruz is my man. He fits the bill. He's godly. He loves us. He's the man for the job, and he will go duck hunting because today we're going. Ted Cruz is my man. I'm voting for him." So there you go.
I'm not comfortable with Cruz. Are you, Kurt?
No. But I do appreciate some of the things he's done.
Agreed.
I mean, it's just the way I am.
It's interesting that he wasn't there to, you know, audit the Fed. Too busy, Kurt.
Yeah, he was.
Too busy to show up for work on the taxpayer's dime, you know?
That would have been a very important.
Not only that, when he got his loan from Goldman Sachs/the Federal Reserve, Kurt, how's he going to go ahead and vote against that? I mean, come on.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. All right. USC students are in the news, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
This is awkward as all get out.
Ooh, I don't. Yeah. Anyway, so this is from the, there's this thing called Campus
If you're too scared to report this one, I can.
Well, anyway, the headline reads, USC students required to detail sexual history before registering for classes. Now, I was in college, but I don't remember anything like this on the forms where you had to, sign up for class. And
you're in a new world, my friend.
I guess so.
All right, we'll give you all the details in seconds.
Course.
It's awkward as all get out, but the details in seconds on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use all the time on the broadcast. So, this is a very awkward story, to say the least. The government is out of control at so many levels, and Ammon Bundy, even though they claim he's on this narrow, just personal trip, again, is broadening the discussion. He said it's not just about ranchers, it's about the economy at large. Now we're educating. Chris Ann Hall going to Burns, Oregon to educate right now, saying we've got to make lemonade. They've already done it. I agree. What's done's done. Now let's do what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what can we do now to make a difference? And one of the things that can make a difference is taking on the education department as well and saying, you know what, they're out of control. We know the guy that creates the books for Common Core hates kids.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's just back into this discussion. We've been telling people to get their kids out of government school for well over 20 years now. USC students required to detail sexual history before registering for mandatory classes, a mandatory online course. At USC asks students to disclose the number of sexual encounters they have had in the last 3 months, how many times with who, what kind of sex. I mean, it's just graphic as all get out. I'll just leave it right there. This is already more than we ought to talk about on the radio. Nevertheless, this is out of control. You got to get your kids out of government schools, Kurt. Big time. You got to do it, and you got to do it now. Any
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, you know, USC, I mean, this is their... Maybe by no coincidence, their mascot is a Trojan, and seems like that's a group or a company that sells a lot of those condoms as Trojans. But anyway, maybe that's part of this thing. But they say the course begins with a detailed questionnaire that asks students to reveal how often they are having sex and using drugs or alcohol. The survey also asked students to specify the number of sexual partners they've had in the past 3 months. After revealing both the number of times they've had sex and with how many different people, students
yeah, what kind?
Asked to state whether or not they used a condom. If you had sex, including oral, it says, in the last 3 months, how many times have you used a condom, the survey asked. It's just... I just can't believe, you know, we're reading a story about, University of Southern California.
Funded
USC.
By our tax dollars,
yeah.
Kurt.
Uh-huh, yeah. I guess
it's as out of control as the BLM, big time.
It's, I don't know.
And I don't even know how to set a government razor. Which government unconstitutional agency is more out of control than the other one? I mean, that's just a horse race designed to lose, right?
Good point. I guess the guys that created this course is an organization called Campus Clarity. They say produces interactive online training on Title IX for nearly 200 other schools. That's according to their website.
So, you know about Title IX, right, Kurt?
Well, isn't that the deal where they're supposed to, it's federal government control of education.
I got a different plan for school, Kurt.
Go ahead.
All right.
I bet you would have a different plan.
This is kind of cool. This is way cool. Headline says this. Degree gets you a tech job or your money back. I kid you not. Degree gets you a tech job or your money back. Articles from USA Today Money. Okay? Now, there's this group. They call it a leading purveyor of online education is willing to guarantee its graduates a job in tech or your money back. It's called Udacity. Okay? And I guess this pioneer educational opportunity is led by former Google car head and Stanford University professor. The guy's name is Sebastian Frond. Thrun, T-H-R-U-N.
All right.
Anyway. Now, the degrees are in the super hot disciplines of Android developer, iOS developer. That means iPhone, by the way. Mm-hmm. Machine learning engineer and senior web developer. Now, on average, you get one of these degrees from this group called Udacity. It's about 10 hours a week, Kurt, for between 6 to 9 months is what it takes to get it done, okay?
And they say it costs, what, $299 a month?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cheap.
Well, so $300 a month for 6 to 9 months, so anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 for the whole education.
Yeah.
But if you don't get a job, you get your cash back, bro.
And they say now, the average starting salary is, what, $88,000?
Well, if you're an Android developer, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But all I'm saying is that's a pretty good return on, $2,700, right?
Yeah. Now, they have free courses, and millions have taken the free courses, Kurt, but some of them then cost money, and you can get this degree or this, you know, certificate from them. And if you get this certificate from them, then they guarantee you a job or your cash back. They're so bold and confident that it's such a rich environment for employment that they'll do it. Now, here's the interesting part of the whole story. I mean, it's already cool enough, right?
Yeah.
But it gets even better. I guess this guy, what's his name? Sebastian whatever?
Yeah, let's see. Thrun. Thrun.
All right.
T-H-R-U-N.
All right. Sebastian Thrun says, quote, "My passion remains trying to democratize education. If students do their part, we promise to do ours." And what it is he basically is saying, hey, we don't believe education should be this big old ripping cash cow for government and this big old ripping expensive thing for students to get everybody over the barrel and hawk and loans and everything else. Look, we could find good high-paying jobs. We could train people quickly and easily and efficiently to do it. And then, you know what? If you don't find a job, we'll give you your money back so you're at least able to pay your rent while you do something else. But you know what? If you get a job, you're in a very high paying field. I mean, $88,000 ain't bad to start out after a 9-month education, Kurt.
Usually you got about a 9-year education.
And then you struggle to make $88,000 because you got student loans for, like, I don't know, your kids are like in college and you're paying your student loans kind of stuff, right?
That's right.
Okay, this guy wants to basically shut that garbage down. And he's well on his way. Millions have taken their free courses, Kurt. So if you just want to learn it, you don't want to spend the money, and it's like, you know what, I want to learn to do web stuff, but I don't really, I mean, I'm not really interested for a career or whatever, but I want to learn. You can take the free courses, Kurt.
I'll tell you, this guy's got a problem, though, Sam.
Yes, he does.
You want me to tell you what it is?
Sure.
He's a white guy.
What? Excuse me?
He's a white guy.
Oh, it's just his white privilege, then. Did he say black people can get the free education, too, Kurt?
I didn't see anything about that, but this guy.
Well, hold on, I did.
You
know what it said?
Oh, is that anybody?
Well, it said this. A degree gets you a tech job or your money back.
Yeah.
Now, if you happens to be black, Kurt, then you get your money back. If you happens to be white, then you get your money back. If you happen to be taller, shorter, fatter, skinnier, male or female, or I'm going to say it again, you get your money back, Kurt, if you don't get a job.
Hmm.
Now, I kind of dig all that.
They say this.
I bet it would work for blind people, too, Kurt.
Yeah, they say it's generally considered among the leading online education startups, and as of now has secured $163 million in 4 rounds of venture funding. That's a pretty good chunk of change. He says, my passion, yeah, you said this, my passion remains trying to democratize education. I think that term, what he means is that, you know, when people do their part, hey, we're going to do ours. That's what he says. If students do their part, we promise to do ours.
It's just awesome.
One of the measures of the of that is employment.
Huh. Oh, whoa. Imagine majoring like that. Measuring like that, huh? All right, now, what I find fascinating, too, is when you read all the government headlines, the mainstream press headlines, I don't know what, they always want you to click on something because they monetize the heck out of it. And the more you click, the more they monetize, etc. I always change the headlines so you don't have to do that because I'm not interested in monetizing it necessarily. I'm interested in bringing you the truth. So their headline says this. Degree gets you a tech job or your money back. But the problem is you don't know who. And they want you to click. They always do that. Or they say, let's see. They'll say former advisor, somebody this, we're going to work for Google. Former Obama advisor. They don't say who. I put her name in there. So you don't have to click to go get it, see?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so now my headline says, Udacity degree gets you a tech job or your money back.
Very good, Sam.
Now we want to end on Atlantic City. What's this headline?
Well, Sam, somehow Atlantic City, you know, which is supposed to be, hey, part of the booming economy, you know, that New Jersey is going to have to seize Atlantic City as the rebound, you know, the economic rebound has just eluded these casinos. And, you know, so really what it comes down to is they're not stopping. They're going to put more casinos in different places. And force that money to support Atlantic City.
Hold on, didn't we already agree it was a failure?
Yep, I know, but it's a government thing, Sam. One good failure deserves another.
Wait a minute, I thought we were supposed to learn from history and try to change so we don't repeat the negative parts.
Yeah, good point.
All right, there you have it. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Thank you for being alongside for the ride. You want to turn your phone into a radio. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. Check us out on the Roku player. The key tag is LNR. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.